We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Mafia with the call of the day is like, turn off the Nets game and watch the Kings and Sharks on NBC Sports Channel, which is what I got going now, because I can't take any more of the like fake lineup the Nets have in against the Jazz. You know what they should have done? Mercy rule. They should have just blown the whistle because it's like right before halftime. They should just cancel the rest of the game because it's so horrible, that game. And the Nets have no one playing. So they're down gigantically in this game. So why not just cancel the game? You win. See ya. Thanks. We forfeit. Bye. I mean, it is so embarrassing, that game. I had to turn it off. The Kings lead the Hawks 57-55, 28 seconds left in a half. The Pacers beat the Pistons by 5. Too bad they were laying 6. The Bucks, oh, don't get me started on the Bucks. Don't get me started on their 2-point pathetic win over the Celtics when they were up 25 with 5 minutes left in the third and they blew the lead. They quit playing is what they did. They literally quit playing, rolled over like a dog. The Raptors beat the Nuggets tonight. I have seen it all. The Raptors are awful. And the Nuggets got worked 135-111. I should have known when the Nuggets were only laying 1 that it was the sucker play. The Suns lost to the Magic. Oh, to humanity. 112-111. It's the ticket rip night for me. Cavs 103-94 over the Bulls. I thought certain the Bulls would win tonight after they lost by 25 the other night at home that they would show up tonight and at least give something. And they lose to the Cavs 103-94. I mean, that is unbelievable to me. What is Billy Donovan doing? Honestly, what a mess. They got in Chicago. Their season's over, apparently. Cross them off. Hornets beat the Rockets 122-97. Mavericks big over the T-Wolves 128-108. Grizzlies beat the Thunder 116-107. And the Clippers whack the Spurs 134-101 in San Antonio. A blowout there. Unbelievable. So, in terms of hockey, this game that I'm watching is scoreless. Kings and Sharks, scoreless in the first with about, I don't know, 6 minutes left in the first. And then the Jets Canucks, 6 minutes left in the first, scoreless there in Vancouver. The Penguins beat the Sabres 5-2. Senators 3-1 over the Flames. God, have you ever seen anything like how the Flames keep losing to the Senators? I mean, it is unbelievable to me. I mean, it is absolutely unbelievable. Go back to the 7th. They lost to him 4-3 in a shootout. Go back to the 1st. They lost 5-1 to him. Granted, they did beat him, 3 nights later, they beat him 7-3. But every time they play him, they lose to him. They lost to him the other day 2-1 on Monday. 2-1, Senators beat the Flames. And then they beat them again. 3-1 tonight. I mean, I think, you know, I can officially say that the Flames now suck. They're on the clock. They're in Suckville. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, on satellite, channel 204. And Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna... Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, and Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Give me a hoorah, soldier, hoorah. Toll-free, the number 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. I'm Farrell with Mafia tonight. Good call by you to switch to the hockey game. I was actually watching hockey earlier, and it was the same kind of thing. The Penguins were playing the lowly Sabres, who they've beaten, I think, 3 times in a row now, something like that. They keep playing them and beating them. And they kicked their ass again tonight. I mean to tell you, that team sucks. I cannot believe with Skinner and Taylor Hall and, you know, Eichel. And now Eichel's injured. I think he's been out a while. But that team, you know, I cannot believe how bad they are. They just never win. I mean, literally never. They lose every game they play. I mean, if you bet against the Buffalo Sabres every time they play, you'll pay your mortgage in like 2 weeks. I mean, honestly, they just never win. If they play 8 games in 2 weeks, they go 0-8. It's just automatic. And then you could start laying goal and a half puck line bets on them, and they don't do that either. They don't cover. They get beat. When they get beat by 3 or 4 goals. They're never in any game. It was 2-1 after a period, and they weren't in that game either. Well, they lose 5-2. And here's another one for you. The Penguins were playing without a bunch of guys. Tanev, Zucker, Malkin, all out of the lineup. None of them were playing at all. Crosby was the only star on the ice. They played with all these young kids, and they still kicked their ass. I mean, the Buffalo Sabres, pack it in. Get the glad bags out. Grab all your stuff and call it a season.
It's not your wife. It's not your kids. It's not your neighbor. And it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pro on the Bench with Mafia on a midweek, or where do you hurt? So you were just telling me, Mafia, that the Flames and Senators have played, and what'd you say? I was beat them. They've won 12 games the whole season. They're awful, but they've won 5 of their 12 against the Flames.
Yeah, they've beat them 5 out of 7 times. That is almost half of their wins on the whole season. I mean, I know you're playing all these, you know, teams in your division a bunch of times, so it's only natural to get a bunch of wins against certain teams. But when you only have 12 wins and almost half of them are against one team, that shows you how bad their season is too.
How crazy is that? That they can't beat anybody, but they every time they play the Flames, they beat them? Jesus, I have to keep that in mind, right, for betting purposes. Because I lost that bet again today. I bet I would be willing to bet I've lost that bet every time. I would never bet on the Senators against anybody. Ever. Not lately. Not this year. Not last year either. I mean, they suck. They're terrible. And every time I turn around, because I just did it. When I read the score, I was like, oh my God, every time they play them, they beat them. And I just realized it, you know, by looking at it. And then you rattled off that they beat them 5 of 7 because I just went back like 4 or 5 games. And I was like, they won, I think three or four of the 5. And I'm like, oh my God, every time they play them, they beat them. So
well,
they
circle your
own
calendar, Scott. April 19th, April 20th, the last 2 games they have against them back to back. We're going with Ottawa.
Monday and a Tuesday night. That's the 19th. I know that date because that's the date of my second Moderna shot. The vaccine, Mafia. Mafia is very upset about it. He hasn't been able to get the shot yet. You haven't got the shot yet, right?
Nope, I'm not eligible. Too young.
Too young. That's unbelievable. I wonder how long that's going to last, though. Don't you think that, like, because now they're down, aren't they down to 50 now? If you're 50, you can get it. So I think they're going to go even further. What are you, like, 35?
Yeah, 35. Jersey's been a little slower than the states around them to roll it out.
Jersey has been?
Yeah. Connecticut's been really fast. New York's been really fast. Well, New York's not been really fast, but New York's getting faster. They dropped it down. I mean, my mom's 60, and they just dropped it down to her age group. She got hers Saturday. So, you know, they're getting down there. They're catching up. I think New Jersey's starting to slow down.
What did your mom say about it? Did she have any problems with it? Like the whole.
Nope, she's all good. You know, she feels fine.
So she never had anything.
Nope.
Not even a sore arm. Whatsoever.
I mean, maybe a little bit of a soreness from, you know, where you got the needle stuck in, but not like sore where I know a lot of people have gotten the shot and it feels like, you know, half your arm swollen by the, you know, especially with the second one, but she didn't really have that. I've been talking to her the last couple of days because there's been stuff going on with my grandmother just checking in, and she said, no, she's been good. No problems with her. No complaints.
How is that? That's bizarre to me because, like, I'm twice her size and I had all kinds of problems with it. But then again, you know, I had it, right? So... If you had it, then the shot will affect you differently. Anyway, so I had it, and then I took the whatever. I got the shot after 90 days or whatever, and I had not only did I have, I felt like somebody had shot me in the arm, like I had been shot with a sawed-off shotgun, and then. Not only that, that didn't even bother me because I've had all kinds of problems with playing basketball with injuries. So I've had way worse pain than that. So that didn't bother me. What bothered me was that I got like, you know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but like last night when I did the show, I had like a headache going. I had like a migraine going on the TV show. And then I went into like some kind of malaise after that. I was like, tired. I was sluggish. I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to do the show at night. I just felt like I had the chills. I felt like I had the flu or something. And it, you know, like it was coming on and I was, you know, I'm going to be really sick. That's what it felt like for me all day yesterday. And then today there was nothing. So it was like a one day thing. I got it. It came on as like, a sore, really sore arm into a headache, into a full body ache, malaise, you know, drag me down kind of day. I never felt good the whole day. And when I did the show last night, it was like, I think that's kind of when it broke, like at around this time last night, like an hour into it or something, I finally snapped out of it where I was normal because I was anything but normal after I got it. So. I can't even fathom what the second shot's going to be like on the 19th. If it's going to be as bad as it was yesterday, that's going to suck. So I'm not looking forward to that. But I will bet on the Senators that night and Tuesday night against the Flames because the Flames cannot get out of their own way when it comes to the Ottawa Senators. I have drank many a beer in Ottawa. It's a cool place. And so is Calgary. They're both cool. But I can't believe they can't beat them. I mean, that makes no sense to me at all. I mean, they're clearly better than them, but not this year. Not this year, they're not. They're good against everybody else, but they can't beat the worst team in the league. That's amazing. Don't you think that's kind of strange that they've beat them that many times, Ma?
Yes and no. I mean, they're not that much better than them. I just looked it up. They're what? They have 15 wins on the season, so they have three more wins. It's not like they're 15, 16, and 3. So they only have three more wins than them. It's not like they're really, you know, rolling away and that much better.
But, I mean, they have all the talented players on the team. Yeah, I can't believe they suck, too. I mean, it's amazing because there's only been, two or three teams in the North that have actually done well.
Right, and at first it was Toronto and Montreal, and now it's Toronto and Edmonton because Montreal's falling off.
Man, I can't believe when he tells me stories, Cam, that like Toronto's locked down still over this. So that we were talking about it, right, that the Leafs, if they – obviously they're going to the playoffs, but that when they go to the playoffs that they may play – it sounded to me like there'd be a bubble, right, for those teams, those four teams, and they would play in the same building in a bubble. They would stay in a bubble and play at where the Sabres play, and that's where the games would be. And if that's the case, then so be it, right? It is what it is. But I guess everyone that's from Toronto doesn't like that. They don't like, it sounds like they don't want to, the fans don't want that to happen, to play in Buffalo. As far as I'm concerned, if they don't actually, who knows if they'll have fans that they're going to allow into those games, right, in the North, if they have them in a bubble and they move them to a one arena for all the games, they may not let anyone into those games, just the hockey players.
The rollout's even slower there, so I would be very surprised if they let anybody into games up there.
So don't let them into the game. And how about don't let them into the game, even if the pandemic is much better than for people. You know, they've played in Tampa the whole season. I don't see what the difference would be if they played all the teams in an arena that was empty. What advantage is that for someone? I don't think there's any advantage for any of them. I think they'd all be on a level playing field on the ice in Buffalo or wherever they decide to play the game. They got to play it somewhere like there where a team's not busy playing in Stanley Cup playoff games. They can't share a building with a team that's playing in the playoffs every other night. You know what I mean? So if they all play in one building with no fans, I don't think it's going to hurt any of them or give any of them an advantage over the other one.
Guys, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
So I guess the Sabres winless streak is 15 games. I start piking when I think of it. 15 games they haven't won. I mean, how terrible is that? It really is bad, right? Like, what are you going to do?
Well, like so 15 years, too, with them, isn't it?
The NBA trade deadline's tomorrow afternoon. Is that, do you know what time that is that ends? Is it 3 Eastern or is it some other time that the deadline actually hits? Because it's 3, I thought so. They're actually, I mean, nothing's happened yet, right? Like, you'd think there'd be something. And even, you know, in my opinion, like, you know, the late night deal, they seem to be popping these days, like the, you know, the midnight 1 a.m. type deal. And then they announce that everybody's in bed when it happens so that nobody gets harassed or dealt with or bothered. It happens and there's nothing you can do to stop it. Like the deal's announced when everyone's sleeping and they don't want to deal with anybody. It is where it is. So Mafia is excited for the Sweet 16, which is going to go down on Saturday and Sunday with the regionals going on. And it is going to be fantastic, right? Like, Saturday's games are Nova and Baylor, with Baylor now laying 7. Loyola of Chicago takes on Oregon State. The Ramblers of Loyola laying 6.5. Oral Roberts in Arkansas. Arkansas laying 11. And Syracuse Houston with the Cougs laying 6. And then on Sunday, Florida State and Michigan, the Wolverines laying 2.5. And then Oregon and USC laying 2.5. Creighton and Gonzaga at 13.5. Zags laying 13.5. And then UCLA, Bama, with Bama laying 6.5 to the Bruins. So Saturday, of all those games, Mafia, which is the one that you are excited about? Nova Baylor, Oregon State Loyola, Oral and Arkansas, or Cuse Houston?
The one I'm most excited about, I would have to say, you know, it's going to be surprising given the names that are involved, but I would say Oregon State Loyola. I mean, Loyola's been awesome. Oregon State, you know, there's two, like, the Cinderellas, lower seeds, because if you look at these other games, I know Villanova's looked great. it's got to catch up to him at some point. You can't have Gillespie out and that team just completely, you know, roll and stay in every game. I think Baylor is going to be the game that they get thumped in. You know, Oral Roberts had a nice run, but Arkansas, I think, is too much firepower for them. And while Houston's been great all year, that stupid defense, that damn zone of Syracuse, it pisses everybody off and drives me nuts, is probably going to cause them problems because they don't shoot good enough from the outside and don't play good enough. You know, they barely got by Rutgers. Syracuse, even though they didn't deserve to be there, once again, is going to make a run, you know, to way further than they should be and hit the Elite Eight in that game. So I think the best game is going to be Oregon State, Loyola Chicago, the two small teams that, you know, a lot of people didn't expect to be here, you know, matching up and trying to find out who gets to be the real Cinderella that goes on to the Elite Eight.
So when you were at Seton Hall, did you hate Rutgers?
Oh, yeah. I still hate Rutgers. My sister went there. My sister went there. My brother-in-law went there. My other brother-in-law went there. Still hate it.
You still hate them. And you've hated them always in what? Football and basketball and everything.
Well, love the fast sandwiches, hate the school. No, well, football doesn't matter. Seton Hall doesn't have that. And, you know, they're kind of a sandwiches? Program. The fat sandwiches, all the ones with, like, the fries and the chicken fingers and mozzarella sticks, all the ones that are terrible for you and give you, like, heart attacks.
Is that what they're serving at Rutgers?
They used to have the grease trucks down there. They were famous for it. They had, like, a whole little alcove with, like, five or six trucks, that food trucks that would serve, like, ridiculous sandwiches like that. But now it's only down to, like, one store. Yeah, they got rid of all of them. Just one store that does it now. Probably because it was killing people.
Come on. They were making sandwiches that were killing people because they were so awesome and greasy that everybody was dying eating them.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better at 2 a.m. than, like, you know, the mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers, and fries on one's bun there with, like, honey mustard sauce. It was great.
That's like Permane Brothers in Pittsburgh, where they stuff the sandwiches with fries and coleslaw.
Too. Yeah. Although I don't like coleslaw, so when I had that, I'm like, ew, coleslaw. But, you know, I love it with the fries and everything.
Yeah, I ate there a lot. I ate there in all kinds of conditions. Because that place is a late night trove, a treasure trove. What a scene that place is. Every night, late night, for years in Pittsburgh, that place would be open, right? And that's where everybody went. When you went out partying hardcore and you were hammered, you ended up at Permane Brothers at late night down in the Strip District. And people would stumble down there. And I don't even know. I remember because it was in the middle of the Strip District, in the middle of nowhere, down by the water. And it was cobblestone roads and stuff. And, you know, people just falling on their face drunk. And they would go there and eat these sandwiches. There was nothing better when you were drunk and wasted and high than that sandwich.
Those are always great. I love those places that are open like all night. And he's, it's the places where, like, if you mention to certain people, like, you could tell the kind of person you're talking to when they know them, and it's mostly because they're open late. Like, you know, the way that those ones, the grease trucks of Rutgers I mentioned, you know, like, with the certain, like, the two main ones, the two cheesesteak places in Philly that are open all the time. There was, like, a pizza place like that by my parents that was open until, like, 4 a.m. Everything else was closed. Like, anybody that was in that area, if you mentioned that place, it was because you went there at, you know, 2, 3 in the morning when you were drunk. I needed something because nothing else was open.
Remember the, what was the one in Vegas? There was a lobster truck we hit out there by.
Oh, yeah, those lobster rolls. Yeah, Fremont Street. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The guy had a lobster truck down there.
That was cool. Damn, all good. Get that late night.
Well, I didn't even want it. Late night. I don't even know. But we tried it, didn't we?
Lobster roll mixed well with drunk, you know, stomachs. Need something more greasy.
Do you remember right there they had, what'd they have? The Coney Island dog, and then they had the White Castle right across the street from it. I think was it right next to the Harley Davidson store? Because I don't even think that Harley store is there anymore. I think it's a White Castle.
Possibly,
I think that turned
it. It's been over a year since I've been there at this point. Who knows?
Do you think we'll ever get to go back to Vegas? I mean, it is ruined. This COVID has ruined our boxing gig. It ruined everything.
It is stay around our families all year. Jeez. I mean, we used to get at least 4 or 5 times you get away from the family for a couple days. Come on.
You got to admit, it was great.
It was awesome. Right? Like, although we're always in trouble because the wives always like, oh, you're going to Vegas, just going to party. It's like, no, I'm actually working. Like, if we're there for 72 hours, like for the 45, 48 hours that we weren't sleeping, you know, it was interviewing people, cutting up interviews, doing shows, going to, you know, press conferences, fights, all this stuff. But they just thought that we're getting drunk and sitting by the pool the whole time.
Well, I will say that
it was only like 6 hours of that.
When you did all the work and I did nothing, I did notice that you had a 90 ounce beer with you at all times. You had like a giant beer with you when you were doing all that work, all the audio editing. I don't ever remember not seeing you with a beer in your hand.
I didn't say I wasn't drinking. I just said I wasn't drunk all the time.
I never said you were drunk. I never said you were drunk, but I've been drunk there many times.
Oh, of course.
I can't believe that it's been a year or more. It's certainly been long. It's been a year, whatever, but it seems like 5 years.
It's been just over a year for you, and it's been even longer for me because it was you and Carver on the last one.
I can't even believe how it's ruined our life with how we used to do Vegas all the time and do our show out there. And what's even weirder is that we actually did a Sports Grid show in February. We took the show to Vegas and did the show there, right? And then we never went anywhere ever again because of the COVID. How crazy is that? And literally to this day, I know a lot of people are traveling. They go wherever, to Florida, et cetera, whatever they do, wherever you go, have at it. But it's, you know, it's frowned upon still to this very day. Like, don't go to the airport and don't travel. Like, where, you know, in New York, they say, you know, don't travel. Don't go to the airport.
Right. He's like, if you're vaccinated, you can hang out around each other with no social distancing, no masks, but don't travel still.
Well, but if they're telling you don't do it at some level, I know people, no one wants to listen to anyone or ever think that anyone's smarter than they are, but I'm here to tell you that they are. They do know more than you. They're actually smarter than you too. Let's just, you know, save you a lot of time here and hassle. And they know a lot more about infectious diseases than you do. When they tell you don't travel, they mean it. They're not doing it for their health. No pun intended. It's Pharrell on a Bench.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite.
And don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Still nothing on the Lowry trade talks. If he's going to Philly or Miami or... I mean, at this point, I'd throw the Lakers in on everyone. I've heard people say Drummond to the Lakers. I've heard people, I saw the report, and I think tonight that he was going to the Knicks, that the Knicks were involved. And I can't believe it. Like, to be honest with you, I don't even know. I mean, if that happens, so be it, but. I just think that team's different. You know what I mean? Like, how they have them set up now, I actually think they're, with Randall and everyone that they have now, even Mitchell Robinson, whatever, in the middle, I just don't know if that's what they need. I mean, right now they're a playoff team as they stand. And even if they got him, which I'm not going to cry about if they got him, but even if they got him, I don't think they win a championship. I don't even think they come close. Even with him, I don't think it makes them, you know, dangerous, or, you know, the Nets are dangerous, okay? That's a dangerous team. They're loaded. if they're all healthy, have fun playing them in a seven-game series. But right now, like, you would think that the Knicks would be just grateful that they got into the playoffs and not much more than that. It's not like a, you know, it's a good thing for the franchise. They're headed in the right direction. They made the playoffs. Are they going to do anything in the playoffs? I have my reservations about them doing anything, but I hope they do it. I hope they do well. I hope the Nets do well. I'd like to see both of them do well in the playoffs, to be honest with you. But they showed him tonight, Lowry coming off the floor, and he seemed like he was, you know, he was throwing up, you know, giving everybody a wave when the game was over. Says here he was throwing up deuces to the cameras post game. They showed him walking off, but I didn't read anything into him walking off the floor that it was his, because he waved that he was gone. I think he might very well get dealt tomorrow or late night tonight. I keep telling you, these things happen late night. It's happening right now. You know, they're talking and they're cutting deals and they're talking about deals like nobody's business right now. That's happening. And then Nurse said Lowry will go down as maybe the greatest Raptor ever. And it could have been his last game. He is a tough mother, right? I thought the guy was unbelievable. I honestly, for like, he's a little pudgy dude. You can't deny it, right? But boy, did that guy come up big in big games. I mean, in big playoff games and conference finals and NBA finals, that guy was just going off. Hitting gigantic shots left and right. Oh, my God. He was like daggers. Anyway, I was talking about the Bucks earlier tonight about how they blew that 25-point lead. They won the game by two, but I see they're showing videos of P.J. Tucker hitting his first basket with the Bucks. Like, really? Who cares? I don't care about that guy hitting his first shot with the Bucks. I mean, let's just be honest. They're not going to talk about that in the morning. They're going to talk about them blowing that lead. And that if anybody's celebrating that two-point win after you blew that 25-point lead, I don't know. We don't follow the same game then. Fair enough. That's what I'm thinking anyway. Tons of games tonight made me very angry. Mafia, you never told me who you like on Sunday, the Florida State-Michigan game, Oregon-USC, the Creighton-Gonzaga, and the UCLA-Bama game. Who do you like in those?
I mean, that one's even different for me. You know, we're talking about the Saturday games. I was saying there's only one that I think is going to be, you know, a decent game. I think that one, you got just a loaded schedule overall. I think all four of those games are going to be awesome games that, you know, might even come down to the wire, a couple of them. I don't think we're going to get a game in that Sunday slate that's going to be less than probably, you know, six or seven points. I think they're all going to be tight. Maybe you pull away a little bit with some free throws in the end. But I like, oh, man, you know, Michigan's been so good all year. I know Florida State, you know, has also been solid. They kind of turned me off a little bit with their Notre Dame slot and not winning that ACC tournament. You know, at times I thought that Michigan was the better team, but then with Livers out, you had to worry about them. But I think that, like you said, after that game, they found something with those guys. I think they figured out what they have to do to fill in. I'm going to roll with them still. I think that Gonzaga, okay, I take that back. Gonzaga is going to slaughter Creighton. I forgot about how Creighton
slaughter,
is
going to be okay. They're going to slaughter them?
It's going to be a 15-point game. I think they're going to cover that one. Creighton, I think, is overrated. They're too hot and cold for me, those outside shooters. And Zagorowski and Balak, they could be awesome. And then all of a sudden, you could have the game like they had against Georgetown, the Big East Finals, where they just don't show up. So that game's going to be bad, I think, even though it should be better. Oregon, USC, two teams that know each other great. Mobley brothers are awesome. I'm going to roll with Oregon, though. I think they are just have, you know, the better complete team play right now after what saw them do in their first game.
You just said that you think the Mobley brothers are awesome, but you still think they're going to get beat.
I do. I think Oregon is a better complete team. Like the defense that they played in that game and how awesome they were, just all five guys on the court, I think is a little more solid than the USC with those two guys and the one guard they have. I think Oregon's just a better overall team. But USC obviously has the bigger name player in that. And then I think
actually Isaiah, actually Isaiah Mobley had a better game than Evan Mobley the other day. And when they played him in the regular season, which they only played him once, USC beat them, I think 72-58 or something like that. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
So, and what do you think of UCLA Bama?
I like Alabama in that one. UCLA's had a good run here. You have those two guys. Zhang has been awesome. I just think that they have a little bit more outside shooting at Bama. I think they're a little more dangerous from the outside. They're going to, you know, be harder to keep up with for UCLA than the teams they've played so far.
So what you're saying is, in not so many words, that you believe the cheerleaders at USC are better looking than the cheerleaders at UCLA.
Yes, that is true. They're smarter at UCLA, so they have other attributes that are even better, but I like the cheerleaders at USC and the Trojans and that, you know, their outfit a little bit more.
Wow. Can you even believe we have
I thought we see any cheerleaders there anyway.
What is tomorrow? Like Thursday?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
So yep,
need two more days.
But did you know there was NIT action tomorrow night? There's actually some games. I think there's four games.
Yeah, although the not invited tournament, I think it's turned into the no one's interested tournament this year.
Which one's that one? You mean the CBI?
No, the NIT.
Oh, the fact that they're in Texas or whatever, is that in Dallas is where they're playing it?
I think that one's gone so far under the radar this year as opposed to other years. I mean, because especially when they're playing all these NIT games pretty much the same days as the NCAAs. It's not like they usually stagger them. So you kind of have, you know, during the week, you have the NIT and those NCAA tournaments, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. With the shifted schedule, it's so screwed up that they're all the same day, really.
So I think here's the games that they're playing tomorrow. You got Mississippi State and Richmond. And then Mississippi State's laying 2.5. NC State and Colorado State. NC State laying 1.5. The best game is Boise and Memphis, the one against the two. Memphis laying 4. And then the 3 and the 4, Louisiana Tech, the 4 against Western Kentucky, the 3 seed. And Louisiana Tech's favored by 1. So you know what? Even though there's a bunch of NBA games on Thursday and NHL, there's tons. There's still 4 college basketball games. So what I do is I just try to fog out the fact that it's not an NCAA game, fog out the fact that it's an NIT game, just fog it out, and then just look at it like there's a tournament game going on. There's 4 of them, and I'm going to watch them. I mean, they're all on ESPN and the Deuce, so all those games are on tomorrow night for College Rack, on top of all the NBA and NHL. But I just pretend like they're tournament games. I don't even care it's the NIT. I just fool myself into believing it's just tournament basketball, and I can get action on it, and I can watch it. And any tournament games, whether it's NIT or NCAA, I know the NIT isn't as good, but it's still tournament basketball. So it's like, you know, one and done, and it makes the game always more interesting to have that kind of action on it when it's a tournament game over just a regular season game, a neutral site game or whatever. These games like Boise and Memphis, that's going to be good. That's going to be a really good game. And I don't care what tournament it is. I know I'm going to be watching it, and that'll be that. And if you don't like it, then, you know, have a ham sandwich or something. I'm not going to worry about it, but I know that tomorrow is going to be loaded. What do you think, Moff? Tomorrow, are you going to have, do you think Deshaun Watson will top 20 cases? What's he over under now? 20? Do you think he'll top 20 tomorrow? Because he's already at like 16 now.
I think we're guaranteed at 20 at this point. They already have like 22 ready to go. Like, question is, do we hit, you know, 25, 30? Like, what is the number that we top? What's the number that we get to? Like, how many massages does the guy have in a couple of years?
I mean, that is just incredible. The amount, the alleged amount of massages and extracurricular activity.
Don't if you find like a masseuse, isn't that, you know, I've never, we talked about the other day, I've never had a professional massage. So maybe it's something I don't know about. I'll have to ask you because I know you've had it done before. Not like Deshaun Watson allegedly has, but, you know, when you have like a barber you like, or, you know, a food place you like you stick with the place, right? You know, like chef, you like, don't if you find a masseuse you like, you stick with it, not bounce between 20 or 30 different ones in the course of 2 years?
Well, I guess I'll be honest with you. If it were for the reasons that he's being accused of, if you're going to places of ill repute for that, like if you're looking for, you know, more than a massage, they have those types of facilities. And everyone that anyone that knows anything outside of the norm, in other words, if you know, like some kind of fringy lifestyle stuff, like out on the other side of the edge of sanity, where you're doing some dangerous stuff, you go to places like that. And if you're into the end of it where he allegedly was, if he, any of that is true, even remotely, that he did these things, there are places like that. And you can certainly find, it would appear to me, places that are better than others, and certain individuals with more skills than others running them in terms of that type of activity. There are certainly different choices, tastes, flavors, the whole deal, look. I mean, different shapes, sizes, they got them all. So if you're really a freak and you're getting your freak on and you want to have different flavors, you go to Baskin Robbins, son. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
The Jets lead the Canucks 2-0 in the second, and the Sharks just scored again on the Kings. They're up 2-0 in that one as well. Wild won their 10th straight at home. They beat the Ducks 3-2. Senators 3-1 over the Flames. They beat them 5 times already this year. Penguins 5-2 over the Sabres. I think they beat them 3 times. That Jazz lead is humiliating, 102-66 over the Nets. I hope the Jazz feel good about themselves tonight playing that not even G League team. That was like a high school team they played tonight for the Nets where no one played that matters. And the Kings lead the Hawks by a bucket with 6:44 left at the Golden One in Sacktown. 93-91 Kings on top of Trae Young and the A-Town Hawks. Down a bucket with 6.5 left there. Hey, we're getting closer to opening day next week. It's next week, right? They were talking to me today about doing a baseball show on the opening day. I think I'm doing something on the TV side. So I'm stoked for that. Like, you know, opening day, let's go. There's going to be some baseball and I'm going to be rocking and rolling. I mean, what is going on here? You can't even top that. Then we'll have it all going. We'll have the NBA. We'll have the NHL, we'll have the Sweet 16, then we get right into some baseball, and then you'll have baseball every day, hockey and NBA till it's done. Hey, and one other note, that Indiana women's basketball team is done really well in the NCAA tournament. They're still alive, I think. And the chicks did better than the men. The men couldn't even make the tournament. They made it. Good for you. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4 p.m. Peace.